Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gabaza, and for today, we're getting into the world of retail and e-commerce, specifically around Amazon. As many of you might know, Amazon launched their local South African service in May 2024. So we caught up recently with their managing director for Southern Sub-Saharan Africa, that is Rob. But just to get a sense of business performance and progress, since that launch happened. So, Robert, what do you want to talk about?
To hear what you're interested in, but what I can tell you is Mudiwa, we're very excited with the progress we've made so far. There's been a lot of buzz around Amazon, as you know, some very high expectations, but we're very pleased with where we are right, at this stage of the launch. And we're getting a lot of good customer feedback. Customers are very excited about, the customer support experience. Yeah, very happy with the progress. We are where we should be at this stage. It's in line with the expectations. And as I was saying, customers are just very, very pleased with the things like customer support, the delivery and getting the delivery when expected. And then a lot of the features that we have on the store and that we've introduced into the store. So, excited about that, but happy to answer any specific questions that you may have.
Right now, because of the fact that you guys are, we're just going to call it new kids on the block in the market. How's been the reality of operating in South Africa versus the expectation? Because obviously you guys have done a lot of research to set yourselves up, but it's one thing to model what the market is going to look like versus the actual realities of being on the ground.
Yeah, look, this is the 23rd country in which we've launched. So, in many of the countries that we've launched in, whether it's Brazil, Egypt, Saudi, Australia, India, as an example, each country has their issues and have challenges. But as you say, we did a lot of research. We've also partnered with, local providers for some of the distribution elements. I don't think any big surprises. We just continue to listen to customers, get their feedback, and tweak and adjust as we go to make sure that we're providing what they expect.
One of the other things that, we're also keen to understand is you guys have put in quite a bit of investment, as Amazon. We understand that there's a big HQ that you guys have been building on the other side of the country, at least to where we are. And, from that point of view, have you moved in? When are you moving in? Are you making use of that type of infrastructure? What other infrastructure do you think is currently missing from your plans?
Yeah, I think, first off, Amazon's celebrating this year 20 years in the country. So we've got a fairly long history in the country. And as you mentioned, have made a pretty significant investment into things like data centers, into our fulfillment centers, et cetera. The store's operation is not dependent on any sort of office space or office building. We haven't moved in as yet. And I've got nothing that I can announce about, moving into the facility. In terms of, I just want to make it also clear that we employ people in all 9 provinces. We do have a presence. A lot of the customer support agents are based in other provinces. But in terms of facilities, I think it's early days. We don't have anything that is missing from the operation right now to serve our customers. But we're continually taking feedback and looking at how we can optimize our presence and what we need to be able to serve the customer the best.
When it comes to, I guess all of those different movements and having that presence across the various provinces. One of the biggest curiosities that I have is maybe whatever you can share with us around consumer reception,
Sure.
to the platform itself.
Yeah, I actually, even this morning, one of the things that I'm really lucky about is that our customer support team is, it's all South Africans based, really not far from where my office is. And so actually this morning was just chatting to the call agents, and we spend a lot of time looking at the feedback, looking at what that feedback is. How can we improve things? How can we make the experience, keep on raising the bar on the experience? Overwhelmingly, the feedback has been very positive. As I mentioned, they love the fact that they can speak to a South African, just click to call, and immediately they get a call back on their phone. And can, if there are any things that they want to know about their specific order. I think the other areas, we've had some really good feedback on our everyday essentials. We launched everyday essentials, I think it's now sort of a week, 2 weeks back. And this is just a collection of basic consumer products, toothpaste, fire lighters, washing machine, washing powder, dishwashing tablets, et cetera, but basic, what we call everyday essentials. And we're offering currently, we offer free delivery on anything within that collection. So you can order a tube of toothpaste and get it delivered for free to your home. And customers love that. It's been, there are a lot of those consumable products which are being ordered off the store. I think the other area that they love is the, within our bookstore, we have the Editor's Choice section, which is a section that we're going to be updating that very frequently. But if you're looking for a book recommendation, like there's one section in that Editor's Choice that if you've read Atomic Habits, okay, what do I read next? Or what are the long, heavy reads that are worth the time and the effort? Or different themes from different times, and customers have said that they like that. I think the third one that I would highlight is just the recommendations. So we've recently turned on, and there are a lot of these features being activated all the time, but one of them is this recommendation. So based on what you're looking at, what you're buying, is suggesting, hey, here's another product that you may really like. And customers do have control of how that re the how those recommendations are being made. But we've got a lot of good feedback about that functionality, which helps customers discover new things, discover new products. And I think the other, maybe just the final piece, if I can, is we're adding new products every day. There's a lot of new selection being added. We've recently added luggage, and we've got, so the big brands that South Africans would expect. But also some sellers and locally manufactured leather products in that luggage section for laptop bags and other types of bags, but also international selections. So there are products that are not available elsewhere, but that we've carefully selected for South Africans, in the store, especially in areas like pets products. We know South Africans love their pets. And so we've got a pretty good range of, some really unique products there, even some tools, some golfing products, et cetera, that we are slowly, well, pretty rapidly layering into the store, as we go adding that new selection. But the feedback has been very positive.
No, that's good. I think before we, because I can see that I'm running out of time here, is the ecosystem, the Amazon ecosystem in South Africa. What does that currently look like? And I ask that from the point of view that when people think of Amazon, you almost first think of, the US offering, where you almost have this holistic, Amazon life, let's, so to say, where Amazon can give you Access to, your e-commerce and your grocery shopping. You've got your audiobooks taken care of by Audible. You've got your entertainment taken care of by Prime Video. You've got next day delivery. You've got same day delivery. You've got all of these things that are being offered. And then you've also got the subscription service, all of that. How was that taking shape in South Africa?
Yeah, I think firstly, the exciting thing is that South Africans are aware of many of these different offerings and are very excited to see us bring those products to the South African customer. But I think what is really critical for us is to make sure that when we do, as we release some of these into South Africa, that the experience that we offer is a South African experience and that it is designed and curated for South Africans. And so, nothing to announce today in terms of some of what those are going to be, but we're continually looking, taking feedback and looking to add additional components to the offering.
All right, cool. And then I think just the last thing on our side is just when it comes to your first couple of months operating in South Africa, we like asking business leaders this, especially people that are running business units or country units, is how should the market be taking your progress thus far? How should we be reading into Amazon's progress so far?
I think look again, this is the 23rd country that we've launched in. This is certainly meeting our expectations and meeting, we are where we expect to be. We are continuing to work hard to add new selection every day, make sure that the value for money is really great on this within the store, and make sure that that experience is a fantastic one for our customers. So, it is where we expect it to be. We're here for the long haul, and we continue to work every day to earn the trust of our customers and to continue to grow the store. And we're just excited to be here. And we are very much a South African team, so we're working hard to make sure on a day-to-day basis that we provide South Africans with a South African experience and products that South Africans would expect in the country.
All right. No, thank you so much,
Cool.
Rob. Really appreciate you on the.
Anytime, anywhere, and great to chat to you again.
So that's it in terms of this conversation. Really great just to hear some of the progress that Amazon is making, particularly around some of the everyday items that they called out that Robert was talking about in that conversation. Also interesting to hear, just how far the company has come and gone in terms of trying to establish themselves in the local context. They still have a little bit of a way to go, especially when it comes to actually giving South Africa the type of service that people in other parts of the world, particularly the United States and other developed markets, are used to, and that full Amazon experience. But as you can hear, they do have the building blocks, and they are putting a couple of pieces in place. We wait to see how things progress over time, but here's until then. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.